from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest. Ross Tucker does a great job covering the Eagles. By the way, it's going to be a big part of our show, you know, this fall as a weekly guest. We'll get the ultimate lineup set in the next week or two for what day and time Ross will be on. But he's going to be on with us an awful lot this fall. Ross is, of course, also the Eagles preseason analyst. And you can check out, Ross's work with the Ross Report every morning on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. We welcome, that's on Twitter, we welcome our guy Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, Joe. It's everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, everywhere, man.
Dude, you're a social media aficionado.
Hey, you know what? It's a really powerful platform to try to get the word out to people. There's Eagles fans everywhere, which, by the way, is a whole other thing, which is awesome about the Odyssey app, that people can listen all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Look at you, Ross. You go from self-plug to company plug, and you do it in 6 seconds.
Listen,
that's impressive.
This is not my first rodeo.
There you go. All right. Speaking of platforms, Ross, let's talk about training camp, which is a phenomenal platform for the players that have a chance. And that's all of them. They all have a chance to make the team. But a lot of them get cut, and about 15 guys make it that, you know, are always on the fringe, and they get the nod. Ross, this training camp, and obviously I'm including the preseason games, who do you think has done themselves the biggest favor with their performance the last couple of weeks?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of, I mean, there's a bunch of guys. One guy that certainly jumps out to me is Kelee Ringo.
Yep.
And I think he probably was already in a good position to make the team. But I think he's sort of established himself as a real guy now. You know, it's interesting. He's clearly ahead of guys like Eli Ricks and Josh Jobe. He's been battling with Isaiah Rodgers. It's the weirdest thing I would say about this camp, Joe, that I feel like we went from feeling like the Eagles didn't have any corners or had one to now they're going to have sort of the opposite issue, right? I mean, with Quinyon Mitchell, with Cooper DeJean back out there practicing, obviously Isaiah Rodgers with Ringo, you know, they might be able to trade one of these corners. I mean, how do you do that? How do you go from not having any other corners or feeling like you only had one in Slay that you can count on to now feeling like you have four or five, maybe even more, and potentially being able to trade, having an overabundance of corners.
Along those lines, do you have an issue if Quinyon Mitchell plays more slot cornerback than outside cornerback over the course of the entire regular season?
Definitely not. Because I think you can make an argument that the nickel cornerback slot is a top 10 position on a football team. I realize they play 80% of the snaps, probably, and not 100% of the snaps, which, by the way, you know, per practice report yesterday, and you guys will see it today, it sounded like, you know, this week they had Quinyon Mitchell outside, and then when they went to nickel, they moved him inside and brought Isaiah Rodgers in, meaning Mitchell would be a full-time player, and Rodgers would come in on the outside when the Eagles went to nickel and Mitchell would move inside. But you look, I mean, there were years where the Rams played Jalen Ramsey as the nickel the whole season, and he was considered the best corner in the league. Last year, Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens, who's known as a safety, he played a lot of nickel for them and had a gigantic year for the Ravens. It's just that position is so close to the ball, so for blitzing, for the run fit, so often that's where the team wants to throw the ball on third downs. I don't have a problem with it. My concern and my question is just, can he really handle this? I mean, I met with him a couple weeks ago. Guys, he never played nickel before in his life. And so to put him out there,
yeah.
And I think I'll be end up meeting with Vic Fangio on Friday. I'm going to ask him this. I guess the concern I would have is, you know, early in the season, does his inexperience in the slot, does his inexperience in the nickel hurt the Eagles in a couple of third down plays, which end up being the difference in the game, just because he hasn't played in there that much? He hasn't seen it, but I guess based on practice and the preseason games, they're feeling pretty good about him.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Rose. I think one of the more interesting dynamics in the first two or three weeks of the season is going to be, do the Eagles play in the defensive backfield the players in those individual games they think are actually the five best, you know, two safeties, three corners, or do they actually use it as some developmental time, thinking that certain young guys, you know, if they get experience, can be a better player by week five or six, and let's just throw them in there and take our chances, and this guy's going to be the guy for a long, long haul. I don't know. I mean, it's certainly something Fangio and Sirianni got to figure out. All right, let's get to Hurts, Ross, because, you know, we haven't seen him in a preseason game. We probably won't. I mean, I don't think he's going to play this weekend, I wouldn't imagine. You know, this all season, there was a lot of talk here on WIP and around the nation. Is he a top 10 quarterback? I had him just outside at number 11. Obviously, 2 years ago, he was in the top five. Do you feel confident with what you've seen from him in training camp that he has reestablished the point where he is a no-doubt top 10 quarterback again?
Yes, I do. And, Joe, I went to one OTA practice in May, and it was ugly. It was bad. I mean, he did not look good. The offense did not look good. And I thought, oh, boy, you know, this is not good that he has to learn another offense. I don't know what he did in June and July, but ever since he got back to training camp, the balls come out so much faster. I think the OTA I went to, Joe, he might have had three interceptions. I don't know, ask Elliot Shore Parks, right? But he might have had three interceptions at the OTA I went to, and now he comes out and is able to not have won the entire training camp. He has looked awesome, very, very comfortable. I enjoyed my sit-down with Kellen Moore last week. He said that a couple of things he said I thought were really interesting. How often he and Hurts talk about what Hurts likes, doesn't like, how often they go through situations. And then the second thing he said was he, and I'm so happy to hear this, he is strongly encouraging Hurts to hang in there in the pocket,
yep,
just a little bit more, a little bit longer before he looks to run or escape. Guys, I can't take it anymore. How many times a game do you think last year, after a couple seconds, he would do that thing where he rolls to the right and then either runs out of bounds or throws it away?
It was a lot. I don't know the number.
It's like five times a game, and yeah. And I would say two of them were probably necessary, three were not. Moore, let's watch this early in the year. I think Moore has convinced him, hey, just give it a half a second more. You have good tackles. You have a good line. We have enough weapons. They're going to get open. Just give it a little bit more before you run. Which, by the way, is the other thing, Joe. When he has run, when I've been there at training camp, he looks like the guy from a couple years ago. He looks like he's legit fast again. I don't know what happened last year. I don't know what the exact injury was, but he clearly was not the same guy running the ball last year.
Ross, got two questions for you on the guys in front of Mr. Hurts. That would be the offensive line. Is Jordan Mailata a top four left tackle in the National Football League this year?
I think he's got a really good chance to be. He's certainly top 10. I would like to see him take that next step because he certainly has the physical ability to do it. You know, I'd have to go through it, Jody, off the top of my head. I think he's probably right around there. I think he's in the 4 to 8 range.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Change and, you know, it all depends on how consistent those guys are and how they can play. I thought he took a little small step back in 2022 and then took another step forward last year. I'm hoping he has another step in him this year.
Yeah, I think he's top four, but that's okay. The other guy I got to ask you about is Ruben Frank. You hear him on WIP, NBC Sports, see him on TV. He wrote an article about Brett Toth today, the offensive lineman the Eagles can't move past. Why? Whenever I see Brett Toth playing preseason games, whatever, you see more practice than I do. Nothing about him jumps out at me. If anything, I think he gets his quarterback in trouble. What do the Eagles like as much about Brett Toth that I'm not seeing?
Okay, a few things. First of all, just for all the listeners out there and for you, Jody, it's Brett Toth.
Toth, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Evidently, I don't say his name enough during the games. I'll try to work on that Saturday.
That's on me. Don't put any blame on yourself.
No, I can tell you exactly what it is. He can play all five positions. He played right tackle for a series against the Patriots last week. It is extremely valuable if you have a guy that you feel like you can trust and he won't be the reason why you lose the game. I don't think, Jody, they ever really want him to start, right? Like I think they always feel like they want different guys, better guys, more athletically gifted guys to start. But I think Stoutland trusts him. And I think Stoutland thinks, you know, Stoutland had some trust for Sua Opeta and for Driscoll. I think Stoutland trusts Toth and feels like, you know what, if somebody gets hurt and I put Toth in, he's been around off and on for 5 years. He knows what I want. He's good enough to do it. Do I want him to start? No. And honestly, guys, that was me. I think I started like 25 games. I don't think any team was ever really thrilled when I was starting. I think they, in all sincerity, I think they always thought that they had somebody better. But at least they felt like with me, I wouldn't be the reason why we lost the game. And I think that that's how they feel about Toth right now. He's not going to wow you, Jody, but the hope is somebody gets hurt, he goes in, he's not the reason why the Eagles lose that game that day.
Yeah, it doesn't pull a Jamon Brown from 2020 when...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it was the worst game I ever saw an Eagle play. Maybe other than Pat Ryan, week 5 of 91 against Washington. All right, Ross, we had a question come up earlier. I'm curious where you come in on this. Second most important Eagle this year. Now, there's different ways to answer it. You know, who's second best player? I mean, my answer was Bryce Huff, because I think he's the wild card. I don't know what they're going to get. It could be really good. It could be not so good. Devin said Saquon. Jody said A.J. Brown. I think there's an argument for Jalen Carter because they need him to dominate and to do it all season long. No Fletcher, and, you know, it's time for the next generation, so to speak, to step up and lead this defense. What would be your answer for, other than Jalen Hurts, the next most important Eagles player?
Well, it's either Bryce Huff or Jalen Carter for me. So I see where you're coming from, Joe, with Bryce Huff. The only thing I would say is, you know, they have a decent amount of other guys there. So if Huff doesn't become a $17 million a year player with Sweat and Nolan Smith and BG, you know, they've got some other guys that I think can be good enough there. They need Jalen Carter to be a dominant player. He is their best defensive player. I believe it's the most important position on that side of the ball because of how quickly quarterbacks get rid of the ball. You need an interior dominant player. That is Jalen Carter. He needs to be an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player. So my vote would be Jalen Carter. Obviously, Hurts on offense. It's the sure. two Jalens. It's yeah. Jalen Hurts on offense and Jalen Carter on defense. They need him to be one of the best defensive players in the NFL. He is certainly capable of doing that.
All right, final thing, Ross. I'm curious, and it's the year 2024 now, and I say that to frame this question this way. Does it matter if the quarterback doesn't play in the preseason? We're on hump day here. We're getting near the end of the week. We're going to start having the conversation again. Should Jalen play in the final preseason game? I know he's not going to. But 15, 20 years ago, I thought it mattered. 10 years ago, I thought it mattered. 5 years ago, I thought it mattered. I no longer think it matters. Richie last week thinks it matters. What's your ruling? Does it matter if the quarterback plays?
I think you'd have to ask them. And I mean that in all sincerity. I've heard certain quarterbacks say, I don't need to play. I don't really want to play. Aaron Rodgers this week said he's indifferent, which I don't really understand. You know, there are other guys. Brady wanted to play some. Mahomes, I believe, wants to play. Or at least Andy Reid feels like Mahomes should play.
He does play. I mean, I don't know if he plays all three of them, but he plays some of them.
No, he played the first two. He does. I don't think he's playing the last one, but he played the first two. So I think you'd have to ask Hurts, and I'm sure somebody has, how he feels about it. You know, 2 years ago, he got blasted out of bounds.
Sure did.
By the Jets, Quincy Williams, and I'm sure that factors into what the Eagles do. It's hard to argue in general with 8-0 and 5-0 starts or whatever it was the last couple years. But, you know, this is a tough opponent. You know, I mean, they're playing the Packers, who are a very good team. And I think if the Eagles' offense struggles, I think it'll be a fair question to ask. Although I will say this, like, if they did play him, okay, it would be one series.
That's why I don't think it matters. What is five or six plays?
And he would hand the ball off a couple times.
Totally.
And then he'd throw a quick slant to A.J. Brown. They would not put him in harm's way. So I guess what does that really do for him?
John, part of John's point, and this is where I thought his point got most interesting last week, he thinks there's something to the mental preparation of preparing for a game and almost conditioning your mind for that. Even if you're going to hand the ball off a couple times and throw two passes, there's a there's something to be said for preparing to play and then being able to apply that. You know, when you do it week one, it's not the first time this year you've done it.
You know what, Joe?
It's interesting.
I think they did that for the Ravens game. I think that they thought they were going to play until it rained. In fact, I'm very confident that they thought they were going to play until the weather and the rain and the field was a little bit slick and they decided not to. So I think he went through the mental of thinking it was going to – and if you remember, he did go through pregame warm-ups. He had his helmet. Like, they went through the whole process as if they were going to play, and I think they thought they were going to play. So that part of what John says, I think they did. I guess I don't know any different because of when I played. But
yeah, you weren't Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice either, right? But
right.
I would not have wanted the first regular season game to be the first time I'm in a uniform against another team in a stadium. But I think on some level, those guys now feel like they get that from the joint practice.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
They feel like they get that part of
it. Sure. Hey, Ross, really nice job with the broadcast in preseason, man. You have become very, very good at this.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to Saturday. Hopefully everybody watches. NBC 10.
You got it, pal. Ross, stay well, man. We'll talk to you a lot coming up soon. Thanks,
all right,
bud.
See you guys.
All right, there he is, Ross Tucker. By the way, we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's all driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. All right.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.